It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Good morning and welcome. It's a 9 o'clock stretch. Let's do it together. Ready? Here we go. Are you in your car? Keep your hands on the wheel.
Oh, yeah, at least one.
Or if you have a car like mine, it'll constantly remind you.
Yeah.
And a lot of times my hands are on the wheel. It's like, keep your hands on the wheel. It's like, they are. Look, don't reprimand me if you're not correct.
Exactly.
And even if you are right,
yeah.
I don't want to hear that.
No.
I own your...
Yeah. Right.
I own your...
Axel.
Yeah. Thanks, Greg, for saving me again, brother.
I'm here for you.
It is a 9:07 time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. All right. Somebody called in with this earlier. I think it was a What's Bugging You. But here's the whole story.
Okay.
An Alabama husband died on a Florida operating table when the doctor mistakenly removed the man's liver during surgery before the surgeon attempted to pass off the organ as an enlarged spleen.
Hmm.
It's a spleen. It's a liver. It all looks the same sometimes, right?
It shouldn't if you're a surgeon.
You know, here's how, what you go by.
Yeah.
Liver?
Yeah.
I've seen that in the grocery store.
Yeah.
I know what that looks like, but I've never seen spleen. You don't hear anybody ordering spleen.
No, not so much.
No, that's, look, that's a serious issue. William Bryan and his wife Beverly were visiting their rental property in Okaloosa County last month when they suddenly began experiencing, lower left abdominal pain. The 70-year-old from Muscle Shoals, Alabama, went to Ascension Sacred Heart Emerald Coast Hospital in Walton County, admitted for further tests over concerns about an abnormality of the spleen. The general surgeon there, Dr. Thomas Shagnovsky and Dr. Christopher Bacani, the hospital's chief medical officer, persuaded the reluctant family for Brian to undergo surgery at the hospital, or he could experience serious complications if he left the hospital. So they agreed with the doctors, underwent a hand-assisted laparoscopic spleenectomy. So by its very nature, I'm not a medical student, but spleenectomy is to remove the spleen.
Yes, I believe you're correct, yes.
In the middle of the surgery, Shagnovsky removed Brian's liver.
Wow.
Yeah. And that cut to a major vasculature, pretty much, well, it did. He had catastrophic blood loss, and he died as a result. By erroneously removing his liver, the general surgeon labeled the organ as a spleen, which was only identified as a liver after the man's death.
That's awful.
Yeah. The doctor proceeded to explain to Beverly Bryan that her husband's spleen was so diseased that it was 4 times bigger than the usual and had migrated to the other side of his body. In other words, trying to pass off a liver as a spleen. The spleen, located on the upper left side of the abdomen next to the stomach, is significantly smaller than the liver. Wow. That is, what do you do? I mean,
that's
your husband. I mean, he's no spring chicken. What was he, 70?
70, yeah.
And he's got these serious pains. And they say, hey, we recommend surgery, remove the spleen.
Hey, don't leave. We need to do this.
I wonder how much other diagnostic stuff they did leading up to that to determine it really was the spleen and not something else, because I can tell you that diverticulitis or losis that I have suffered from in the past, you get that pain lower left quadrant.
Right.
Versus like your appendix, right side.
Right.
Similar.
But even if the testing results showed this is the problem, you got to be able to identify the difference. You know, that's kind of a basics class, I'm sure. Organ identification. When are you going to be a surgeon?
Well, it's like the first week of PA school is that's all you do is play with the cadavers.
There you go.
When I say play with them, I mean you learn what all the organs
Everything
is, yeah. Yeah. Wow. It's just a sad thing. Yes. And this kind of goes back to what we've said before, is you really have to have a healthcare advocate that you trust, that you can ask questions of, and that they can. You know, if you don't know what questions to ask, you know, the attending physician or whoever, you may not receive a lot of information. But if you ask all kinds of questions, it'll help to make a determination whether you really want to go through with this, whether you should get a second opinion, go to another hospital, et cetera.
Right.
Serious stuff. All right. Oh, my gosh. Kamala Harris. Uh-oh. She is going to bring joy. She promised it. Here it comes.
Oh, no.
Joy, joy, joy for small businesses. Hey.
Really?
Small businesses are definitely an important part of America.
Agreed.
Okay.
Yeah.
So she proposes a small business tax break.
Okay.
The problem is the break.
Yeah.
House Republicans passed it and Trump supported it 6 years ago.
Oh.
Yeah. Kamala Harris reached for another GOP policy proposal this week, calling for a small business tax break, rejected by almost all Democrat lawmakers 6 years ago.
So the Dems said no.
Republican said yes.
I thought that they said that Donald Trump gave tax breaks to the big businesses and the big corporations, the rich people. But this is small businesses we're talking about here.
Absolutely.
Huh.
Harris is proposing an expansion of the tax deduction for small business startup expenses from $5,000 to $50,000, according to descriptions of the proposal, citing anonymous campaign officials. So you can throw all these proposals out there, and then if they get rejected or people say, well, the Republicans already came up with that, don't you have your own ideas?
Uh-huh.
Then you can always say, oh, I didn't officially put that out.
Right.
Yeah, some of my people. Or it was a leak, or it was this, or it was
that.
And that
has been her...
Yeah.
Her way of getting through this campaign so far.
And I mean, look, this is the same thing that she did with the tax relief, no paying no taxes for tips.
Right.
I mean, she literally said it, what, like almost a week to the day or 2 weeks to the day of after when Trump said it in Nevada?
After helping send IRS agents after those same taxes on those tips.
Oh, yeah, and you always need more of those, 86,000 more. Thanks, Brandon.
Uh-huh.
And speaking of taxes, Florida's tax-free shopping for emergency supplies, that ends Friday. If you're thinking about getting a generator, now might be a good time to do that. Save yourself at least, you know, whatever the sales tax would be on that. That could be...
Could be a bit, yeah.
That could be substantial.
Get a big one.
The U.S. Department of Justice charged a Hamas leader with terrorism on Tuesday, together with six other members of the terrorist organization. Why'd it take so long? This is 11 months after the Hamas attack. This is based on the attack on Israel on October the 7th.
Come on, Bob, it's the DOJ. Give them a break. They wanted to wait so they could get it right.
Well, I guess they could have kept putting it off and more of them would be dead, because three of them that are named in the complaint are already dead.
Okay, so maybe they didn't quite get it right. Okay.
The wheels of justice turn slowly, unless they're going after Donald J. Trump.
Oh, man, then they're like doing burnouts all over him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Speaking of the whole Israel thing.
Yeah.
The IDF there revealed just yesterday that soldiers had discovered a railway track inside a Hamas tunnel underneath northern Gaza.
Wow.
This is a statement they put out. Since the beginning of the war, the IDF has been working to dismantle and neutralize the underground infrastructure of Hamas in the Gaza Strip. Troopers from the engineering unit of the Gaza Division and the Northern Gaza Brigade, in collaboration with the Yalaman unit, uncovered and destroyed, based on prior intel information, an attack underground tunnel route of Hamas. The length of the destroyed tunnel route exceeds 1 kilometer. So the tunnel route was destroyed. It was located and investigated over the past few weeks. The troops identified weapons, electrical infrastructure, and a transportation rail within the tunnel route. There was a level of sophistication here. Moving stuff around, yeah. Popping up under this hospital, pop up behind this school, send rockets, blow stuff up. You know, terrorism.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. Crazy. All right, we're about 30 minutes away from things that make you smile. Start thinking about that. We'll have more headlines on the way. So stick around. You're listening to The Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy, live and local on 97.3 The Sky.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I think if I say her name right, I should get a free drink.
Which one?
Aryna Sabalenka.
Whoa.
Aryna Sabalenka? She's playing in the U.S. Open.
Oh, okay.
She has a simple message to get fans on her side of the U.S. Open. Drinks are on me tonight.
Really? Okay.
Maybe it was lost in translation, there, but that's the headline. Yeah. Do you know what a honey deuce is? I guess it's some kind of drink. Aryna Sabalenka was feeling good after her U.S. Open straight sets quarterfinal win. And after the match, she was asked about the upcoming battle with rising star Emma Navarro. Taking on an American player on U.S. soil. Yeah, she's not going to have a lot of fans rooting for her, but maybe now she will. Yeah, because she said, drinks are on me tonight.
Wow.
At Arthur Ashe Stadium, they're probably about the cheap ones, $18 a piece, I would guess. Well, maybe
that's going to add up.
Well, they make pretty good money. You get that far in the open.
Oh, yeah.
Plus, you get a couple endorsements.
Oh, yeah.
Easy peasy.
There you go.
You're only competing against a few thousand serious athletes around the world. Yeah, other details than that, yeah. No biggie.
Yeah.
Bad gene, bad seed, kid not raised well. Here's the headline.
Uh-oh.
11-year-old boy confesses to murder of former Louisiana mayor and his adult daughter.
11.
This is Minden, Louisiana, right outside of Shreveport.
That's a child.
Revealed on Monday, 11-year-old boy confessed to the murder of former Mayor Joe Cornelius Sr., aged 82, and his 31-year-old daughter. And they were found dead at his home in east of Shreveport, like I said. And the two were killed by multiple gunshot wounds. And it's unbelievable. He's being held on 2 counts of first-degree murder. Bond set at $500,000. He said it was unclear whether the child has a lawyer to speak on his behalf. The bodies of Cornelius and Miles were found with multiple gunshot wounds, who said 2 handguns were used and their magazines were emptied. The handguns had been hidden on the property and the calibers matched the shell casings at the scene. Officers were first suspicious of the boy after he relayed a story at first that just didn't add up. By Sunday afternoon, he confessed to the murders and reportedly showed no remorse.
That's just
11 years old. He emptied the mags of two handguns into these people. 11 years old.
Man. It's messed up. So many levels.
That's why Kelly Osbourne is leaving.
Oh, really?
Ozzy's daughter.
Yeah. I didn't know she was
still
here.
Too many shootings. Too many shootings.
Really?
Well, in schools, I guess, specifically.
Okay, so she's going to go back to England where they have mass stabbings?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. That'll solve something.
It is interesting. It makes the case for what we said is when bad people set out to do bad things, mm-hmm. they'll find a mechanism, a way, unfortunately, a tool, a weapon to hurt others with. And yes, they have like an incredible amount mm-hmm. of stabbings.
Yeah.
But Kelly Osbourne, apparently, she just gave birth to a son. She says she's leaving the U.S. over school shootings once her son is old enough to begin attending classes.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Once he begins.
So, see, now she's if it's that important, why don't you go now? If it's that dangerous, you know, to be here, then you should go back.
Life is full of all kinds of dangers. What are the actual odds, though?
Oh, yeah. Really, I mean.
Very low.
Very low for most things.
Yeah. A U.S. district judge ruled Friday that Illinois, their ban prohibiting concealed carry for self-defense on public transportation violates the Second Amendment.
Wow, that's huge.
The judge, Ian D. Johnston, issued the opinion. The plaintiffs in the case, Benjamin Schoenthal and Mark Rabluski, Joseph Vessel, and Douglas Winston, all claimed the ban violated the Second Amendment. And the case was supported by the Second Amendment Foundation and the Firearms Policy Coalition. Judge Johnston noted, in Illinois, openly carrying firearms is unlawful. Under the Firearms Concealed Carry Act, an individual with a concealed carry license may generally carry a concealed handgun in public. This general permission, however, does not extend to a list of prohibited areas, including public transportation. He then pointed to the Bruin ruling, noting that it set forward a framework by which gun controls must be analyzed and tested. So there you go.
Okay.
Yeah. The concealed carry ban on public transportation violates the Second Amendment. That's how he ultimately ruled. Yep. So this is a victory for the Second Amendment.
We find lots of irony in so many places where the places that you need self-protection the most seems to be the ones where the government tries to make it the most dangerous for you.
Well, yeah, that's true. You know? I mean, well, you're specifically saying, hey, no one's allowed to have a gun here.
Right.
So anybody with a gun has a very natural advantage.
And subways and public transportation are a big one for that.
Well, people are often, harassed and, mm-hmm. and robbed and, you know, touched and all kinds of things.
Yeah.
Because they feel like, you know, there's not going to get.
What are they going to do?
Right.
Right.
Hey, Brian May of the rock group Queen, an awesome guitar player, apparently he suffered a stroke, and he lost control of his left arm, but then he was able to gain some function back. He said he can still play the guitar despite what he calls a little health hiccup. So he's 77 years old. Wow. He can still rock and roll and play the guitar. He's very talented, but I just bring it up to remind you of the FAST method. FAST stands for face, arm, speech, time. Face drooping, arm weakness, speech difficulty, time to call emergency, T. So FAST. So sudden weakness, one side of the body, you see somebody's face drooping, all of a sudden their words don't make sense, blurred vision.
Mm.
And these are things where if it's happening to the person, sometimes they're not completely able to take action. That's why the rest of us have to have our heads on a swivel, as I've taught my kids many times.
Yep.
It's 9:28 right now on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and never miss a minute of the show. On demand 24/7. Subscribe to the Bob Rose Show podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. Things that make you smile, 15 minutes away. Yeah, there's only one cackle louder than Kamala's cackle.
Yeah.
Oh, President Xi and the commies have to be laughing pretty loud right now. Good morning and welcome. It's 9:36, the Bob Rose Show. Along with Greg Cassidy and the opinion editorial out of the Post. And this is a story that we were just talking about earlier. China made a fool out of Kathy Hochul and Harris Biden, but don't expect much of a response. Yeah, this is where a new indictment of one of their top aides that worked for both Hochul and for Andrew Cuomo, top aides, espionage charges. Yeah, very serious stuff. And the Post asks, shouldn't Hochul be screaming at the top of her lungs and demanding strong federal action against Beijing? I mean, it's not like these things happen in a vacuum. They're spies. No. Work for the Communist Party.
Yeah.
The Harris-Biden administration shouldn't need prodding. China placed an agent in the executive chamber of New York state government. Doesn't that merit the expulsion of key Chinese officials at the least? And the big question that I was asking, where else are China's spies operating? Mm-hmm. We know about little Fang Fang.
Yep.
And the deal with Eric Swalwell,
right,
who was on the House Intel Committee. Pretty important job. But he let a friend of hers work in his office.
Well, it was awfully kind of Fang Fang to have a friend that would be willing to, you know, help him out.
Yeah, and then there was another botched thing, too, because the FBI let him know about her background.
Yes.
Before actually grabbing her, at least for some basic questioning. So as soon as he found that out, oh, lo and behold, she hit the highway very quickly and never looked back.
Mm-hmm.
Linda Sun, former top aide to Hochul, who's also worked for Cuomo, faces federal charges along with her husband, Chris Hugh, of violating the Foreign Agents Registration Act, visa fraud, alien smuggling, and money laundering conspiracy. Yep, this illicit scheme enriched the defendant's family to the tune of millions of dollars. Sun acted at the request of Chinese officials and the Chinese Communist Party in numerous political activities. In return, Sun and Hugh got millions from Beijing using the funds to buy homes now valued at a whopping $6.2 million. And cars including don't cry, Greg, a 2024 Ferrari.
Well, it is red.
Like Chinese Communist red. Clearly, China sees officials like Kamala Harris, Joe Biden, and Hochul as pushovers.
Sure. Of course they do.
Remember when Beijing sent the spy balloon across America? Yeah, that did make us look like
it
was buffoonery. Yeah, don't expect anything different this time either, I guess. Hochul incidentally ignored warnings about CCP influence operations. That's where you got to get really hot. Despite media reports about the Sino-American Friendship Association's ties to the CCP. For instance, senior Hochul aide Elaine Fan last year attended an evening of Chinese culture sponsored by the group and the Mets, National Review's Jimmy Quinn reported. The feds had warned local officials that China seeks relationships with them to promote its agenda, noting that locals risk being manipulated by CCP influence operations and calling them deceptive and coercive.
Hmm.
So you've been warned.
Yeah.
They're in your neighborhood.
Right.
They want to influence. They want to get entrenched, involved. And you let it happen.
Well, it's like Congresswoman Kat Kamak mentioned earlier this morning. Background checks, anyone? I mean, seriously? Are we?
And she checks out the people that work for her.
Why are we not vetting these people? Come on.
Yep. China's agenda is indisputably evil. Beijing has persecuted and murdered Uyghurs, threatened its Pacific neighbors, repressed its own people, and even targeted foes on U.S. soil. Yet Hochul has bragged of the beautiful relationship between our countries, calling them amazing partners with whom we continue to work together collaboratively.
You mean they take all our money and hold us hostage for, I don't know, electronics, pharmaceuticals, et cetera, et cetera? That kind of sweet relationship?
Yeah, that's
okay.
Yeah, that's
let's make sure
pretty
we're
much
on the
it.
Same page there.
No wonder one of her top aides allegedly got away with spying for China.
Yeah.
And there's not much doubt that Biden and Harris will remain mute about it. And, of course, the Chinese communists will feel emboldened, and they'll grow even more aggressive at that has been the trademark.
Yeah,
so
Walls has this little affinity towards China, too, so there's that.
He loves China.
Yeah, not just the buffet.
He's been there 30 times.
The buffet?
No, to China, the country.
Okay. All right, that's different.
I mean, think about a country that you visited 30 times.
That's a lot.
And it's it's not like it's you lived in San Diego and you went to Mexico 30 times.
Right.
You know, you didn't live in Detroit and go to Windsor 30 times.
This is a long flight. This is a long haul.
Yeah.
You got to be determined.
You got to make plans.
Yeah, you got to plan ahead.
Yeah, you got to pack clothes.
Yeah. Amazing.
And then there's the whole thing. More stuff is coming out about the Trump assassination attempt. This time it was Senator Josh Hawley who went on Fox News with Jesse Waters and some of the things that he was talking about. Instead of having dozens of Secret Service agents on his detail for the July 13th rally, Trump was mostly guarded by Homeland Security agents. Homeland Security agents, not Secret Service, who are experts at what they do. Look, I knew something smelled right from the get-go.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And now to find out, these were Homeland Security folks. And get this. They received an online webinar training before the event. Are you kidding me?
Maybe one on reholstering a weapon would have been a good video to watch. Maybe practice a time or
there
two.
There you go.
Just saying.
A two-hour online webinar.
In America. That's what we're doing. Really? Really.
Thanks for downloading this two-hour webinar. You will learn in today's syllabus how to protect a former president and candidate, leading candidate, for the United States presidency. Oh, by the way, check the roof, dummy! Oh, my gosh!
Maybe that's the part, the technical part they left out.
Well, yeah, actually they did. They said that even the webinar had obvious glitches to it and problems with it. And that's what they were using. They weren't properly trained. They weren't they weren't qualified for that. And then remember how they didn't interact with local police? Local police was not on the same communications channel with the other folks. I mean, you hate to make the jump to this was a setup, but gosh, how many failures can you have at one event? And you, what do? You write it off to coincidence? You know?
Mm.
Well, you know, what was the date that this happened? Wasn't it on the 13th? So maybe the whole thing was just about a little bit of bad luck.
Oh.
Look, I'm trying to make sense of it.
Well, you don't believe in bad luck any more than coincidences, so there's that.
Look, they had to protect Jill Biden. She had a gig in Pittsburgh.
Just up the road a bit.
And they come out of the same field office. Uh-huh. I get that. And his regular crew, Trump's regular crew, they were on rest. I think they worked 21 days off for a week, something similar to that. Okay, they do a rotational thing.
Right.
So they weren't available. But if you're going to bring in some additional folks, why wouldn't you bring them in from just another field office? But they're already trained in security because they're going to be called upon when things are being conducted in their particular cities or in their areas. So why wouldn't they do that? Why Homeland Security? You know, the people that answer to Mayorkas?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, same Homeland Security Secretary.
Those folks.
The guy that lied, well, several times, boldface lied. There's no crisis at the border. And that's who they answer to. The Homeland Security agents were supposedly pulled off child exploitation cases and other investigations in order to serve on Trump's protective detail, which was something they did not normally do. Again, you have to ask why. Why did it happen to be at an event where it also happened to be where this Matthew Crooks was there with a backpack? Have you ever been to any a big event that draws a bunch of people. I'm not talking about when a president's there.
Right. Anything.
Get into the Tampa Bay Rays Stadium. Get into the Tampa Bay Buccaneers Stadium. Try to go to a Florida Gator game and have a backpack? A backpack. You're kidding, right? He got in with a backpack. That would never, ever be okay. Yeah, and it just happened to be on the day that the shooter was going there with a backpack. Oh, and what did he have?
Rangefinder.
He doesn't look like a golfer.
Well, admittedly, he didn't get into the area with all of these things, but he was noticed. They saw him with a rangefinder. He noticed he was being noticed, and then he bailed, and they lost him.
Well, at some point, I'm pretty sure someone saw him with the backpack. And again, maybe that was too late, but...
Well, because the roof was outside...
That perimeter.
Yes. Yeah. That's why that area should have still been covered. Just because it's outside the gate doesn't mean it's not an important spot.
Come again, on. Again, yeah. When we can go through a litany and a list of failures very quickly, and we don't have a level of expertise here, when we can go through that, can you imagine? Imagine what some people that have that expertise, I wonder what they're thinking right now. Are they looking at the agent next to them and wondering?
Hey, can I see your ID? See who you... who do you really work for? What training have you had? What video have you watched?
And again, not to make anybody further paranoid, but we have like armed bands of gangs.
Yeah.
Roving around, taking over apartment complexes and stuff like that. But we couldn't keep a previous president and possible future president safe at an event.
What could go wrong, Bob? What could possibly go wrong?
Again, I say it again. Prayers for Trump and his family.
Yes.
All right. Coming up, isn't it nice to make a little transition into some smiling?
We need this one, yeah.
It's things that make you smile. Upbeat positive thoughts that you can offer up. 877-975-9825. Things that make you smile. Brought to you by the best dentist in the whole world, Robin Larson Dental. Call now, please. Another day in paradise, my friends. Welcome to it. It's a happy hump day, Trump day. The Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Time for things that make you smile. Upbeat positive thoughts that you share with us. Non-political, you can do it. And it's brought to you by the best dentist in the whole world, Robin Larson Dental. Call in now, 877-975-9825. I've got a quick one, a shout out to Shannon from Southern Brothers Landscape.
Yeah.
They're the folks that did some work at my house.
Yeah.
I sent them a picture of one of the trees. It doesn't look like it's doing so well.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, told him I'd been watering it and taking care, but, you know, something's going on. And he said, no problem. I'm going to come replace them. We'll figure it out, but nice. I'm going to take care of that. So that makes me smile. Thanks, Shannon. Let's go to Mary. What's making you smile?
Yes, right before the 8 o'clock hour, you were doing a story on Waltz, our VP candidate, and you said he was given cash. What I heard was hash. You were giving the parents hash, and I was going, what?
Oh, no. It was a $200 Visa card if they brought their children ages 5 to 11 to get vaccinated while he was governor in Minnesota. Yeah, sorry if I didn't articulate that properly. Let's go to Jeff, what's making you smile?
Hey, occasionally y'all will mention food. I think cheesecake once and mushrooms once y'all mentioned, and you went on a tear in Bob's culinary analysis. And thinking back, those things really do make me smile. And I think y'all could do a bit on it, get Greg to put some music behind it when you mention food. Go on a tear about the food description. I don't know if you remember what I'm talking about, but... God bless America.
All right. So, I don't know. I did something where I got
mushrooms.
Upset about.
You could always have my mushrooms. Always.
Really?
And I'll take the cheesecake.
I would just use them for therapeutic reasons, of course. Let's go to Mike.
Sure.
What's making you smile?
Good morning, guys. Love to hear the show. My biggest shout out is to all the fellas, men, women, young and old, that pulled the duty over the weekend for first responding activities. Have a great day.
Oh, yeah.
And thanks, you guys out there. Bye.
Hey, thank you, Mike. That's a great point. And I said, you know, hey, big three-day weekend for everybody. But I'll put the caveat, if you have a job, mm-hmm. I simply said thank you because they know who they are.
Yeah.
Medical professionals, fire rescue, yep. law enforcement.
All of them.
Yep. Somebody's got to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And we appreciate it. All right. Thanks for your contributions. Things that make you smile. Brought to you by Robin Larson Dental. But do not go away. Coming up next, it's The Smoking Gun. Brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR.
Mark Levin.
The Democrat Party seeks to be a monopoly party.
Six weeknights.
They'll change the voting system, pack the courts. You won't recognize our economic system. Taxes will go through the roof.
On 97.3, The Sky.
Time now for The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Did you think Biden-Harris was at least slowing down the traffic at the across our borders? No. In fact, the latest development between the administration and the government of Mexico is we're going to make sure that we pay not just for the bus fare for migrants coming from southern Mexico. We're going to make sure they're taken care of with meals and security during their travel. All they did was download the app, Asylum, the CPB1 application, and they're in. I mean, that's like a red carpet treatment. Good job, Kamala. And that is your Smoking Gun. The Smoking Gun is brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg Cassidy, I'm Bob Rose. God bless you and your family. Have a great, safe day. See ya.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.